Look, things such as job security, staffing and wage conditions are all very important if you're still out in the workforce. And a lot of talk, a lot of chatter recently about what that may, those things may look like for those working in the soon-to-be-built Maitland Hospital. A gentleman that's got some concerns, his name is Jared Hayes. He's the Secretary of the Health Services Union New South Wales. And he talks to us this morning. Good morning, Jared. Let's start with the hospital, the announcement that was made recently that the public-private partnership, that's scrapped in favour now of a non-for-profit organisation taking over. This in and of itself has got concerns for the union and potentially workers, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Some have said that this is a backflip, but I see it more as a sidestep. We can't be clear, particularly when the not-for-profit sector is under such pressure and the charitable sector is under such pressure, how money can be brought to the table to help facilitate a government-run health system, which is the responsibility of the government.
Because your thought is, and the thought of others that don't want to see their wages go down or conditions eroded away, that this could be a way that down the track that does happen, which would be quite sad.
Very much so. We're seeing that there's a two-year salary maintenance, effectively. People do have the opportunity to stay in public health or return to public health. But clearly, if that's, I would find that hard to believe that that would be in Maitland. It could be somewhere in New South Wales. But if it's only a two-year salary maintenance of what people have been earning over many, many years, that goes to a point where clearly there will be an adjustment.
So an adjustment, an alignment, sadly those things end up being kind of going backwards in the wrong direction. Is that where everyone thinks that this is ultimately going, that conditions that are there now for those in the health services area would be eroded away?
I think it's not only the conditions for people in the health services area. I think it's going to be the pressure put on the not-for-profit organisation to try to save money. That will be looking at services. That will be looking, I would think, by outsourcing services, which we've seen in other areas, and more pressure brought to bear on the community as well.
From all the chatter that's been around, Jared, what are some of the things that folks are saying that they're most scared of losing that they have already?
From our members' point of view, they're losing their identity with public health in their community. It's very important in regional New South Wales that these are community-based hospitals. Now, we need to be able to make sure that people have that sense of ownership. So there's the first step. The second thing is things like superannuation. Some people have been long-term contributing to superannuation funds may not be able to continue in that fund. Sick leave, for people who have not taken sick leave and they may have accruals, that may not be taken over. And then there is another opportunity that a not-for-profit organisation will not be a private organisation. However, they may have outsourced to private organisations, and none of that is clear at all at this point in time.
How on earth do you make sense of all of that?
The bigger question here for me is that if it was good enough for Wyong and Goulburn and Barrow to say, no, these hospitals need to stay in public hands, why suddenly is there a different model here and now we're still waiting on an outcome for Shell Harbour? There should be one model in New South Wales, and we've heard recently Tweed Heads, which is going to be a rebuild, will be fully public, not in any kind of partnership. So that beggars belief that we would have several different models for people, different communities in New South Wales.
Jared, a lot of devil's still in the detail and a lot of information that has not come forward yet. We will wait and see how it goes. For those who are concerned, be they members or non-members at this stage, where should they first couple of phone calls be to get some more up-to-date information?
Their first phone call should be to their local member, and then the second phone call should be to the Minister's office to maintain not only pressure, but an inquiring mind that is going to get the right answer before contracts get signed. And, you know, these contracts could go for anything from 28 years to 35 years. We need to make sure that this is just not a shoot-from-the-hip approach. Clearly, we've gone from a private-public partnership to a not-for-profit partnership. It doesn't make a lot of sense, and it doesn't give me a lot of comfort that there's a really thought-out business model going through.
Some interesting times ahead for those on the way to the New Maitland Hospital. Jared, thank you for your time. I know you're getting on a plane this morning. We'll talk to you down the road.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Matt.
He is the Secretary of Health Services Union New South Wales about some of those conditions for the New Maitland Hospital, what they may look like. Sadly, what may not be there down the road. Who knows? Fingers crossed all stays the same. It's 27 past 11 here at 2NURFM.